see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. You know, people hear my title of the broadcast and they think, oh, this is a religious show. Nope, it's not at all a religious show. It is a realistic show. And I can say that. And all you got to do is test it out. Family, they're setting up all sorts of things with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Jesuits, the whole shooting caboodle is already planned out, set up, and the things they're doing is keeping us all busy, keep us all tied up, fighting each other, and chasing down what's wrong with the Bible, what's wrong with Jesus, 10 myths of Jesus Christ, you know, 10 reasons why the Bible's not true. Why are they doing that? Why would they want to do that since it's religion? How come there's not 10 ways that Buddhism is not true? You ever notice that? Why is that? Why? 10 ways the Quakers aren't true. You know, 10 ways that the New Age religion is of the Antichrist. 10 ways that the Book of Urantia is a false book. How come they don't do that? How come if there's no such thing as an NIV onlyist? Oh, you're one of those NIV onlyists. Oh, you get over here. You're an NASB onlyist? You get over there. You're a King James onlyist? Hang the sucker. you see. So why is that? Why is it when you have discussions at your college or at the water fountain or whatever or in the break room, you can talk about spiritual matters? Buddha. Oh, yes, I was Buddha. I liked Buddha very well. You did, yeah. Oh, I like Hindu. Or, oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't believe in all that, you know, they'll say. I just do what I can do, get my family up, this, that, and the other. And you can talk about any such religion as you want. Then you talk about Islam. What are you talking about Islam for, boy? You one of them there communists, you know. You one of them terrorists? You working here and you're talking about Islam? Oh, it's going to start a fight. We're all conditioned. It's all about conditioning. A little light goes on. It's like the Pavlov's dog. The media has conditioned you totally. Divided and separated. Then the conspiracy theorists that are not up with the game, they know about the conspiracy, that's all they know about, because they don't believe in God. Well, they only have, you know, one quarter of the truth. But anyway, there's more of us than them. We can defeat the Illuminati. We can defeat this Illuminati. We can defeat the bankers. You know, and say, oh, yeah, okay, you're going to bring back Republic, right? Yes, we can bring America back to where it used to be. Oh, very well, okay. We need to do this and do that and go arrest those guys. Really? Now, let them go on for a while, like you do a fish before you start reeling them in. Then you stop them and say, hold on a minute. Okay, you got some good ideas there, bub. Now, I got some questions for you. Who are you going to get to go arrest all of the world leaders today? I mean, really, really, realistically, who's going to pay for your plane ticket and the 15, oh, I don't know, SEALs that's going to go with you to arrest Queen Elizabeth or arrest the Pope or arrest all the bankers in the world, you know, and Walt Disney is Illuminati. Okay, so realistically, what are you going to do? Really? Who's going to play for your plane ticket? You got the money to do it? Can you quit your job and go over there and start some kind of movement? Or, well, I don't know, whatever. What are you going to do? You're going to go arrest Bush, huh? You're going to impeach Obama? Who's going to do that? Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian, a member of the secret society, works with them all. So where's the guy that's going to do this? Who is he? Who's the general that's going to lead this great big army? An Air Force against the Illuminati. Who's going to do it? Now, tell me who. Oh, they're secret. Oh, they're secret. I see. Uh-huh. More of us than them. You go out here in town, you go quit your job, and then take a trip around the United States and start asking people about the Illuminati. Oh, I heard about them. Yeah. You keep going on and you're going to find they're so complacent and apathetic, and they're worried about the jobs and the golf and the Southern 500 and all this. They don't have a clue what's going on. Then you go down to Harlem or wherever, you're not going to be welcome very much. Then you go down to Tijuana. Oh, no, no, you're not. What are you doing here, man? You see, that's Jamaica, sorry. And then you go to the South. Hey, boy, you one of them there revenuers? What you doing around here, son? You talk funny. So there's more of us than them, right? Where are y'all getting your figures from? Oh, I forgot to mention, 26 suicides per day of our military personnel. 26, I didn't make a mistake at all. It used to be 15 to 18 per day, every 24 hours, just the military. There have been 800,000 suicides in a year already. There's more of us than them. Really? Somebody want to keep that count? And then the gays and homosexuals? That was what they would be, wouldn't it? Lesbians, all them, versus the straight people. And then the religious people. They're really going to get along well together. They are, aren't they? Aren't they committing meetings together? The Tea Party is all divided up, but everybody is part of the Tea Party? No, they're not. Then you got the feds that are Americans that are against you because they have a job to do. If they don't, they're going to be out looking for work. But they're under a blood oath. Masons, you're completely separate of every other American. You would lie, cheat, steal, and murder your neighbor in a heartbeat if the Brotherhood told you to. Because you're under a blood oath to do what they tell you to do, aren't you? You've taken three blood oaths if you're a Master Mason. By God, you've taken an oath. Swore to God to keep secrets to you from your family. Don't anybody see the absurdity of all this? Let's get down to it, man. Stop this fantasizing and get with it. And then you're going to find out you don't have it. You see? You better face reality, folks. You know, everybody talks some of these shows out here that we're going to get the country back together. Really? Who's going to do that? The gays and straights are going to work together. The blacks and whites are going to work together. The military, non-military, the suicides are going to stop, right? All that's going to happen. People on drugs, meth, coke, all this. They broke down in one country 7-some tons of cocaine. Well, somebody's using cocaine if they got 7 tons that they found and confiscated. Somebody's using it that they wouldn't put 7 tons of cocaine. Whoa. Somebody is being medicated. I don't think it's for the dentist either. And it's not for Coca-Cola because they quit doing that 30 years ago. Putting cocaine in coke. 1860s to, when was it? 1970s, 80s, they changed the formula? Changed the formula. No. They took the cocaine out. Replacement was energy drinks. It's now causing heart attacks in your children. But, no problem, right? Oh, man. I'm starting to get. And then the HPV vaccine is there to kill, destroy, and sterilize your children. And these lying nurses and lying doctors, cowards ever one that promote it, or just completely uninformed, and there's no excuse for that. They cannot be forgiven for that on a professional level. Judgment of their morality, no. But professionally, oh, you better believe it. Would that have anything to do with a lot of them being Freemasons or Eastern Stars or witchcraft? You'd be surprised how many school teachers are into witchcraft. Literally, Wicca. And nurses that's into Wicca. Seeking goddesshood by the abortions they push or perform. And what they do after would absolutely horrify you if you knew. But they'll put a smile on their face. Yeah, doctors say, hello, where are you? Come on and sit down. All of them? No. But a majority. A lot. Lots of them. Some of their logos on their doctor's facilities are the triangle, the circle, the DNA medical, but you've got Illuminati symbols. Very important. It's very important. It shows their allegiance to Illuminati. Illuminati worship Lucifer. Illuminati are the globalists. I deal in reality, not fantasy. I can't deal in the other. I'm sorry, I just don't do it. I don't like chit-chatting on Facebook, just chit-chatting. I like getting down to business. Family, it's getting serious here. What I'm going to try to do this week is continue on with where I left off last week of identifying realistic, well, I'm hoping solutions, but there's really only one. It's not a spiritual or religious solution. It's a reality. And that is about the only one that's going to save you when this thing hits. And that's Jesus Christ, literally, supernaturally. The day you're born, the day your little old heart starts beating inside there, honey. You want to listen to this right here? Come here and listen to this. Bump, 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 bump. Oh, that's so cute. Let's look at the sonogram. Oh, look at it there. From that moment on, God's got a plan for you, whether it's rape situation, whether it's whatever it is. That baby's got a plan for that baby. It's been set up. God didn't put life in that baby for nothing. You see? If you've ever been involved in like an abortion or something like that, it's not, you know, I'm not going there, but just for a second I might. God will forgive you for everything you've ever done except for blasphemy. And once you've had an abortion and you're being convicted by Satan and all that, and you got over that guilt by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are forgiven of that. Don't let Satan say you'll never be forgiven. No. No, no. Mm-mm. God has forgiven you. Dry the tears. And know that that baby is in heaven. Know that. And that God has forgiven you. All's well. Just live straight from then on. If you fall back, He'll convict you. Repent of those sins to get that guilt off your back, but only to Jesus Christ. But He can never forgive me for that. No, He has already. Boy, that never happened before. My batteries just haven't charged. It's shut down on me. That's odd. Anyway, so my battery just quit on me. Brand new batteries. What the dickens is going on? Anyway, so family, he's forgiven you. Move on. And that baby's in heaven. You do have an age of accountability. Trust God. Trust God. He knows the heart. We don't. Are we to judge? No. Are we to correct those preachers and pastors and popes and priests and rabbis on their errant use of Scripture? You doggone right we are. I don't give a hoot who it is. Don't matter. From Billy Graham all the way down to the, all the way over to the Pope. If they're talking outside the Bible, which they are actually, saying that you don't have to know the name of Jesus, I'm going to call it on them. I don't care who they are. I don't care how many books they put out. I don't care if they've been on for 50 years. When you know the Scripture says this and they're saying something else, you doggone right I'm going to call something. It's not judging moral behavior. It's judging you're wrong, bro. You're wrong in what you're doing because you're heading toward the New Age movement. And that's one of Satan. I'm going to call on it in a heartbeat. Any one of y'all out there can. You darn right you can because you know the Scripture. It's time to take a stand, darn it. Time to take a stand. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to move right along. God's going to guide me today because we'll see where I head. I'm not sure where I'm going to head today, but I got an idea, but we'll see where I'm led. This is how my broadcasts go. Oh, wow, that thing cut off like this. Just quit on me. Just died. My battery did. I wasn't supposed to do that. I bought these batteries the other day. Anyway, that's probably more information you need to hear anyway. I'm going to load y'all down this week, if I can, of as much information as possible. I don't have easy listening. It's not that way. My broadcasts are not that way. Never have been. So if you're in for easy listening, I just can't do that. I'm not going to sit here and do blabber, blabber all day long with saying nothing. I'm going to tell you stuff, give you steps. Then you don't trust me. Don't trust me. You test it out. Everything I say, I don't want you to trust me or nobody else. You trust you. You find out, this is interesting stuff, or this got to be crazy. I'm going to find out myself, and you go do it. Never, never, never less than three sources of anything you're looking for in research. Never less than three. And three disconnected sources. Now you think you might have something. If three of them say the same thing, you might have something there. Family, deception is the rule, not the exception. Deception is the rule. Truth is the exception. That is accentuated in the schools today are full of baloney. History books, just a basic understanding of true history, you can destroy them. Our kids are being taught trash in the history. From Harvard professors of history who's written ridiculous books, every doggone one of them. Man, it just really torques my jaw. I guess not enough because I can still talk. But nevertheless, on the highest up level, highest level, history of the United States by professor blah, blah, blah from Harvard. That means absolutely zero because they are humanists. They follow the Humanist Manifesto. That renders their teaching, their knowledge, zero, literally. And tell them I said so. Because they're humanists. And that's proven for the fact that Harvard, for example, among Stanford, MIT, every one of them, I can name them off for you, the Council of Foreign Relations, are based on a Luciferian agenda. And they lie to your students. They lie to your children. And that could be, it's proven. I mean, I have quotes, dates, names, places, times. Well, not times, but dates. Dedicate the broadcast in this launch into this week. Y'all get y'all's notebooks out because you're going to need them. Lord, we thank you today that, Father, you bring us together in another another broadcast, Father, and Bible studies in the nights and broadcast in the day. Thank you, Lord, for this network that you've given us. And, Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to share. And then the opportunity to share with others, too. And the opportunity to learn, Lord. Father, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that keeps us all in touch and convicted of when we fall away, that keeps us reminded of the sacrifice he made. Father, we thank you also for the King James Bible, the only true word of God. Lord, we know it's your word. And Father, we thank you for that, that it's been used for over 400 years, that, Lord, has guided us. And Lord, even though sometimes we turn away from it, Father, it's always there to bring us back in. There have been many attempts to try to dissuade it and corrupt it. But Lord, we know it stayed strong and true from the beginning. Lord, we pray for our loved ones. We pray for our friends. We pray for those that's asked to be prayed for and that we have prayed for in the past, Lord. We pray for their healings. For those that's prayed for their families to come together, to open up the eyes, remove the scales of the eyes of the other spouse, that, Lord, that the husband will sanctify the wife and the wife will sanctify the husband. The Lord, the healing of mother and daughter, parents and sons, and all those inside, Lord, that the families be brought together. And those that's being attacked from the outside because of one reason or another, Lord, you spread the blood of Jesus around them as they pray on the full armor of God. And Father, we pray for those looking for jobs, Lord, but Father, in those times in between, that you guide them in the right path and protect them and give them the opportunities of which will survive until that day comes for the day of the Lord. Father, we do pray for Virginia, that her healing, Lord, that will happen. Lord, she's been a part of this ministry, and we pray for her to get better. And Father, for all the others we prayed for in the past, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, you revisit those prayers and bring them closer to you and protection and healing and families together. Lord, we pray for our veterans. Father, we pray for the citizens. We pray for those that's contemplating suicides, that, Lord, the spread of blood of Jesus around will counter those thoughts of the demon of suicide, Lord, and render ineffective these psychotropic drugs and the substance abuse that's going on, Lord, that you know the hearts of those. That, Father, you'll set divine appointments for them to be led away from these thoughts of suicide, led away from the substance abuse, and led away from the effects of psychotropic drugs. And, Lord, to protect the children from the effects of this false ADHD and this use of the drugs that the parents are using again for their kids, Lord, is causing these problems. And, Lord, we pray for awakening of the churches before it's too late for them, Lord, the awakening of the churches to put the pressure on the preachers and the pastors, the rabbis and the preachers, the popes and the priests, Lord, to preach the truth, to get out of these organizations and movements and associations and to get down to bringing souls to Jesus. And Father, we pray for an awakening of the end times events, that, Lord, the watchman will come out and start sounding the alarm for the real events of coming for the tribulation. Father, to see the truth through all this deception that's going on today at the highest level. To see through the facade. And, Father, to strip down the protection of those in the Wicca and those in the Satanist and all the like. And, Father, to expose those of fallen angels, to take away their disguises and reveal their true ugly self on both sides of these fallen angels, Lord, to expose them for the liar that they are. And all these things we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but do deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, the day you're born, we're born sinners. From the very day we're born, because the path of original sin. But the genius of using original sin binds the Wicca. It binds the Satanist. It's the worst thing that ever happened to them. Because by one man, this world sinned, was cursed. but by one man, the Son of Man, the only begotten Son of God, the world is saved. But that's only when you have repented, or you've acknowledged the sin to Him and no other human. Whatever human you could possibly witness to could do nothing about it. Only Jesus can. Mary can't do nothing about it. Rosary beads can't do nothing about it. The cross on your chest can't do nothing about it. Nothing's going to do anything about it except Jesus Himself. And Jesus is inside you, and He called Him to you through the Holy Spirit. He's your modem, way of putting it. I did not make this up. This is not my initiation, but I've done something with it. I've thrown my own little side thing. But do understand, this is not my brainchild. It's on the internet. But I've thrown a couple little zingers in there that's my own. On the internet, there's a pastor, I believe, that came up with this idea, or at least that's where I got it from. Here's what I've done with it. He gives, for example, a jar, an empty jar, a mason jar, a big size jar, and you have rocks, big rocks, different size big rocks. You have pebbles, which are smaller rocks, and you have sand, and you have water. And your objective is to put these four piles of big rocks and pebbles and sand and water inside the one mason jar. So now if you place the big rocks in first, you ask, is it full? To those watching, and those that don't know will say, well, yes, it's full. They're wondering then, how are you going to get the rest in? Then you put the pebbles in. Oh, it fills up the blank spaces. Shake it around a little bit, and they just fall in the jar too. Then you ask, is it now full? People say, well, yeah, it's full. Then you take the sand, and you pour the sand in the littler, tinier rocks, but little sand, pieces, grains of sand, filter into the cracks of the pebbles. And you say, now is it full? Everybody probably say, well, yeah, there's no way to get anything else in. Really? Then you take the water and you fill it up with water. And the water that's even smaller fills in with the sand. So everything's in the jar. So the jar is full of all four different media that you're using. Rocks, pebbles, sand, and water. But you know what? If you place the big rocks in first, the big rocks are the most important things in your life. Your family, but mainly number one is Jesus Christ. Then it falls in line. That's the biggest one there. Then your family. Then, I don't know, your job. You know, you got the idea here? The most important things in your life. The pebbles are the least most important things. The sand are the smallest issues of our lives today. And the water, and don't look at it as water of life and all that. We're not using it for this purpose today. But the water is the least important. I know water sustains your life and all that. Forget that part. That's not what I'm using it for. The sand and the water just keeps you busy, tied up, and distracted. It's the little things. So now here's the point of this, that if you pour the water in first and fill it to the brim, you have no more room for the sand or the pebbles or the rocks. Trying to put it in there, they'll go in, but water is going to spew out. You put the sand in first, you have only room for the water. The small important things in your life, you can't get the pebbles in, won't go. Certainly the rocks won't fit. Anything goes in before the rocks won't go in. So you see, you got to take care of the most important things first. Now, Here's point number two. And one of the main points, I brought this up. Obviously, these points I've made so far, I could just end it right now and move on. But here's what I want to tell you. Satan, the supernatural realm, the fallen angels, the Wicca, the Satanists that control this world as allowed by God, they do all the unimportant things, everything, to keep you from putting the rocks in your jar. That's what I've added to it. He makes sure you're all tied up and busy with unimportant issues and things. He makes sure you're going to Hilton Head to play that golf. Well, now, wait a minute, boy, on that radio. That's important for me because I make a lot of deals there. Okay, well, dance with the devil if you want to. Because he's got you busy. Go to the lodge. Taking that blood oath. Sports. Politics. That you sit there at the bar, or at the lodge, or at the VA, at the DVA, at the Veterans Center, or whatever. Everybody just argues and says, "Hey, there's something already to be done about that." Yeah, I think so too. You have a Tea Party meeting, and everybody says, "Yeah, yeah, here, we need to get this done." Nobody ever does anything about anything. You ever notice that? Everybody just feels better if they lay it out on the table. Y'all feel better? Yeah, okay. Let's go home now. What's ever done? Nothing. That's the reality of it. Nobody takes action. You ever thought that maybe these organizations are created in order for that to happen? Because they are. Tea Party comes from the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is a right-wing Republican head, secretive group of Palin and Missler and North and LaHaye and Pat Robinson and also, look up the Council of National Policy and look at the names. It's there. Some of them pretending to be on your side. Oh, they're not at all. They're there to pretend, called fifth column strategy, to be on your side, but they slow you down, keep you distracted. First, they got to pull you in with bait, good information. Then they distract you other ways, just keep you placated, allowing you to think that something's being done. As long as you think something's being done, you just say, okay, something's being done. I can go back to golf or watch the cars go around in a circle or watch fantasy football or do whatever you do to keep yourself busy that Satan has provided. This is what's going on today. He puts the water and the sand in the jar so it keeps you busy so you can't get those rocks in there. That's what the Humanist Manifesto is all about. That's what all these things I've been telling you all this past 5 years to keep you all busy, tied up, TV, news that is corrupted anyway, Hollywood, Walt Disney. Walt Disney's Illuminati. Do you know that? Do you know that Walt Disney was a pedophile and a Freemason? Oh, yeah, he's 33rd degree Freemason, Walt Disney was. He's part of the Illuminati bloodline, too. Brought in Vanderbilts. Disney. I got a list of them here. I got a list of all of them, actually. 26 plus families. Houses. I don't mean the house numbers. These are houses like the Royal House of Orange and all, et cetera, et cetera. Sinclair's. Aldo Brandini. There's all kinds of names. Goes and goes. Reynolds family. DuPont's. Aldo Brandini. Breakspear. It just goes and goes. They will not succeed. That I can promise you, because God's in control. But they're going to cause a whole lot of pain. It's coming. Family, get right with God. Stop playing around. Back to the rocks. So you got this mason jar. You got it full of water, full of sand. Some of the water spilled out. You can't get it all in there. It's all a mess. Got the idea? Maybe even got some pebbles in there, some sand, some water. But those rocks are all just on that pile and you can't get the rocks in there. How do you get the rocks in there? How do you get the rocks in there, y'all? What do you think you'd do? So the question is, how do you get the rocks in if you got all the sand and all the water and all that? What do you do? That's the question. Oh, yeah. Catchy tune, huh? Didn't expect that from me, did you? Well, I'm going to tell you how. You take that jar, and you simply go over, go outside, and you dump that sucker out in the dirt. You have an empty jar. You just dump it all out, and you put the rocks in there. How hard was that? And what does that mean? That means become born again. That means get rid of the little things that keeps you busy and just dump the darn thing out. Boof. That's it. It's over. Go away. Now let's look at the most important things in my life. And number one, the biggest rock of all. No pun intended. Maybe pun intended. Who knows? Is Jesus Christ. He's your biggest rock. Then comes the family to bring them in. Then comes to take care of the family, and you got the point now. Then when the other things, if you even put them back here in the first place, because the water, it's already in the ground. The sand, you can't pick it all up again. You don't need it in the first place. The pebbles, maybe. The water and the sand has already went back into the ground where it belongs. And so I'm going to just add to it just now. I just thought of that just now. The pebbles are still there. Use the pebbles in with the rocks and let it go. Because it's coming down to the rocks is going to win. You ever do rock and paper and all that silly mess and scissors and all that? Well, these rocks are solid, man. You become born again. Only way to do that is empty that jar out of water and sand. Put it back in the ground where it belongs. Clean it out and start all over again. That's called being born again. And God will let you do that. He'll say, now, welcome back in. And you start putting those rocks back in that jar. Then put the pebbles in there. That takes care of the bigger rocks. Makes it smoother. And then let it go. And focus on the big rocks. That's what you do. I'd start doing that now if I were you. Because you already see this ISIS thing coming up. And I've already demonstrated more than once that ISIS is controlled, if it exists at all, by the CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, P2. Just name them, hell. They're all connected to it. Pardon my expression, but sometimes I get a little excited. You know. I'm not innocent. I'm not a saint by no stretch, but I do know the truth because I've been in lies. I've been involved in the government. I've been involved in private contracting in three conflict zones, potentially. One for certain. One was supposed to be. God's had me somewhat protected, even when I was a Marine Corps. He made sure I didn't go to war. I wanted to go to war when I joined. That's the only reason I joined the Marine Corps in the first place. When I got out, if I lived, I was going to be an ocean archaeologist or highway patrolman. I just wanted to go in for, 3 to 5 years, go fight, kill some people, and come back. That's what my plan was. Or die if I did, so what? That was my thoughts back in the 70s. Boy, was that stupid. But that's the way I thought, you see. So I'm not innocent by no stretch of imagination. I learned, but I had to learn the hard way. Family, what I'm trying to do now is I've been giving unusual knowledge, and all I'm doing is spreading it. That's all I'm doing. And then you go and you find out yourself. That's the whole idea. Islam is not the enemy. Islam is a made enemy. The Nazis wasn't the enemy. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? But the Nazis were made enemies. North and South didn't hate each other. The Serbs and Albanians didn't hate each other. They could get along. Matter of fact, they did. When I was there 5 years, I saw it after NATO pulled out. I was right there just in the tail end of when they pulled out. I was brought in as one of the five security managers for the five regions of Kosovo. I was one of them. I was American, obviously. And I was hired by a Brit that was the OSCE, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. You know, the three that got kidnapped some time ago, OSCE. They go in and rebuild what UN tears down. That's really the bottom line. So the OSCE rebuilds infrastructure from after they destroyed the city, the town, excuse me, the culture, the country. The OSCE goes in and starts setting up the municipal elections and government and everything. From its being torn down, destroyed, they start from scratch and take a destroyed economy, a destroyed politics, a destroyed religion, everything destroyed. They start from scratch and build up. Well, I was one of the security officers, managers, second one hired, coming out of Saudi Arabia. Because I figured there's going to be some fighting there back in 1999. So I put in for it, and darn if they didn't select me. Never know till you try, right? So I left Saudi Arabia and went straight on over to Kosovo, working for an international organization after I left contracting with Vanel in Saudi Arabia, training the Saudi Arabian National Guard, helping the House of Saud keep control. I was helping them. I've been involved in this the whole time, past 10, 12 years, working in the shadows of Illuminati, didn't even know it, wondering why things couldn't, why the UN was stirring up the trouble between the Serbs and Albanians. Every time they were getting together to work it out, somehow there would something would happen, somebody would get killed or something would get blown up. And the Serbs and Albanians would be fighting each other again. Yet they would go to Montenegro, to the beaches, and didn't care. You had Serbs at the beaches of Montenegro sitting next to an Albanian there. They didn't care till they got to Kosovo and they started fighting again. North and South, Americans fighting each other. You know what caused that? The Jesuits did. Confirmed by Lincoln. Nothing's changed. It's all the same. Jesuits, UN. Every single war, no exception, from America's point of view, since 1776. Before that was Magna Carta. Before that was King John, Charles Maine, all the way back. Alumbrados in Spain is just a forerunner of the Jesuits. Family, this is all connected. Y'all understand how important what I've just said is? Until you know who the enemy is, you're just going to go to a Tea Party meeting and say, we need to do something about this. Yeah, Obama is doing this and doing that. Obama's filling the script of evil, the same script that Clinton followed, just as evil, maybe worse, just as evil as Jimmy Carter, just as evil as every one of the Bush family, all the way back to Samuel. Samuel was part of the development of the military-industrial complex called the War Industries Board in 1915. Did you all know that? They've been evil since 1915. Samuel, Prescott, G.W., whatever, senior and junior. Evil from the day they were born. Same thing with that liar FDR. I got evidence that you will not refute how evil that man was. It's unbelievable. It's beyond your imagination. And I got the evidence to slam dunk it. Hoover. LBJ. Reagan. Liar, and he actually admits it on TV. nothing more than a liar and an actor, like Ventura and all the rest of them. Now, leave anybody out? Yeah, Woodrow Wilson. Lincoln was going to, but Lincoln said, you know, I'm not going to do this. JFK was going to do it, but he said, I'm not going to do this either. So both of them were sacrificed by the Jesuits. Lying, murdering Jesuits. Am I being too harsh? Too judgmental? I'm sorry. I don't apologize. Because that's what they've done. And we keep letting them too. But in the meantime, we're worrying about the water and the sand. Who's that? The Muslims. You've got to still fight them anyway, probably, because they're going to put us up against them. And they are too. But you're not looking at the source of the flame. You're looking at the flames. In 1913 to 1921, the time frame right there, you thought it was only Obama, didn't you? Well, Colonel Mandel House, talking to what Colonel Mandel House was a Satanist. He is a Satanist, a blood-sucking, low-life, low-crawling, evil Satanist, just like Michael Aquino, that's in the Pentagon today, is. Colonel Mandel House, talking to Woodrow Wilson, found in Wilson's personal diary, word for word, and I quote, "Very soon, every American will be required to register the biological property, that's you and your children, in the national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. So every American will be forced to register or suffer being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattels." That's property. "And we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. So Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading at your birth certificates." That's what that started for. That was the purpose of birth certificate. "By delivering the bills of lading, birth certificates, to us, we'll be rendered bankrupt and insolvent, secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser. For not one man in a million could ever figure our plans, and if by accident one or two should figure it out, we have in our arsenal plausible deniability. After all, this is only the logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debts to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. And without realizing it, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. And the people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption. And we will employ the high office, as a presidency, of our dummy corporation," that's United States of America Incorporated, "to foment this plot against America." Now, that was in 1913 to 1921, and that was found in Woodrow Wilson's diary. Now, Obama wasn't born then. Obama wasn't around then. But FDR was. Because FDR was a part of that. Now, what does that mean, really? Let me tell you what it means. How far back this is planned. When the Jesuits set up our Revolutionary War, And they did. And they set up rebellion instead of having the queen, or having petitions submitted to the queen. No taxation without representation, anything else we wanted by petition. The petitions carried to the king and queen, in this case King George III, or whoever was in power then, or later, of the wishes of the colonists, which that would be us, which we still are today. Oh yeah, we are. And a certain number of signed petition would be sent to the king, King George III, and the king had to abide, he had no choice, to abide by the wishes of the people of the colony. Problem is, the Fabian Society that George Washington didn't trust in the first place didn't tell our colonists that. They used Freemasons like Patrick Henry and all these others, Ben Franklin, etc., to foment war instead of a signed petition, get a petition signed. They didn't tell our colonists this. They kept it secret. Let me say it again. They kept it secret. Because you see, the colonists have not the right to revolt. Because there's no need to. Submit a petition. Whatever you want, you can have. By wishes of the people. The king and queen have to take a coronation oath, requiring them to abide by the wishes of the people. But that was never told to anybody. On purpose. Because they knew that the colonists had not the right to revolt. And by revolting, required military action. Which is exactly what they wanted. And exactly what they got. In 1775 at Concord. And 1,200 British soldiers lost their lives as sacrifice by the crown. They had to have that death. April 19th, 1775. That's the day of sacrifices, April 19th. On the occult schedule. Look it up and watch what you get. That's a fact. Absolute total fact. So when they did, and 1,200 British soldiers lost their lives, that justified war, which is what they wanted. To put us under a debt bondage for 70 years, beginning in 1789. That's where the bankers come in. You form at war. I've talked about this before. Paris Peace Treaty, 1783, turned us into a colony, a corporation, which we are today. That's why the Harvard professors are liars. They don't tell you the truth. Neither the judges. Napolitano. They know all this. But they lie on TV. Snakes. They follow the script to lie to the American people. So, 70 years, 1789, to get a loan to continue, because we were in a war now, is called revolutionary entrapment. We never won our freedom. We celebrate the 4th of July for nothing. We never won. We lost that war bad. We got our butts badly kicked. Now, 70 years, you need money to continue on as a colony with its pseudo-government. The bankers gave us the money, just right on target. That's how they do it. They do this to every country. The country's not under control. They create a war, a revolution, put their puppet inside, and then that country, or whatever it is, has to get a loan to continue on. That's how it works. That's how they do it. That's what the war is. We're fighting for freedom. No, you're not. We're fighting to collect debt, as we're told to do, but we're told by freedom. Edward Bernays coined the word fight for freedom. This is what's really going on, so you can understand the implications of Arlington Cemetery. So anyway, War is a Racket by Major General Smedley D. Butler. Look it up. Here's my point, part of it. 70-year bank cycle was then added with a loan to get us through 70 years of to the next time. What was collateral for that loan from the bankers? It was Washington, D.C. The property and the capital was the collateral. That's why it's called Washington, D.C. And not Washington, capital in the Virginia. No, it's completely separate. That's why. That's why it's an occult setup. Reflecting pool and all that. The obelisk and all that stuff you hear about. Because that belongs to the Europeans. It belongs to the crown. 70 years go by. 1859. Well, lo and behold. And guess what that was all about? It's a little thing called the Civil War. And guess who started it? Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote Abraham Lincoln, "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money and the arms of Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." Charles Chitney, in the 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, on page 388. Family, do you understand that in the 1600s, this was set up that far back? They had to bring slaves in to use that later. The fight for freedom has always been the trigger of every war by design. Family, it goes back to 1425 A.D. when they targeted the United States. They targeted the North American continent. These plans were already set up. Do you understand what I've just said? What's going on today? The plans were set up in the year 1400. Do you understand the implications of what I've just said? The North American continent was always targeted since the 10th century of the Illuminati to be the diverse cultural center for the New Atlantis. Always has been. They plan hundreds of years in advance, which this can be proven beyond a doubt. Continuing. So by 1611, the slaves were brought in. You have to have slaves if you're going to give them freedom. They have to be slaves. The third culture is now into the North American continent. It's the blacks. The first one was the whites. The whites moved from Europe to the North American continent to escape bondage from the Roman Catholic Church. There was murdering millions of them, white folk, in Europe, beginning in 1200 A.D. because they knew that that was the plan. You had to put them in bondage. In the same fashion, today, in Mexico, do you remember in the past 5 years, 10 years actually, the past 5 years, MS-13 and other cartels would go into a disco and just blow people away for no reason. That was the purpose of it. So people would say, "We're getting out of here. We're leaving. We're going to America to get away from being murdered." That was the purpose of it. Nothing different. To get everybody all focused into the North American continent. To go in the United States. After all, white folk were the first invaders, but to escape religious intolerance. The Indians and the whites in the 1400s, 1500s could get along, but the Fabian Society, the Jesuits, made sure that didn't happen. Now you got it? You getting the idea here? Order out of chaos. It's always been carrying from one generation to the next, with the plans formatted, carried on to the next, carried on to the next, long-term planning. Not accidental at all. Okay. So, 70 years goes by. From 1789, you know, the War of 1812, that's where Andrew Jackson actually beat the Illuminati by balancing the budget. He cut their ties. That's what the War of 1812 was all about. So they tried to kill him three times. The third time, both muskets misfired, point-blank range, and he beat the guy with a cane, Andrew Jackson. Now, he was nasty to the Indians. I hold that against him, but he did beat the Illuminati. He's the only president in our history that actually balanced the budget. Clinton lied. I got the whole list of the budget on Clinton. Clinton was a darn liar about balancing the budget. He increased it many ways. Brought in China to our debt. It's a long story, but anyway. So then by 1830s, they're planning for the Civil War. Already. So it's going to be planned already by the Jesuits. Because the 70 years are going to be up by 1859. 70 years. Need another debt. And they had one. It's called the, the Civil War, where Americans fought Americans. With the French on the side of the South to make sure they fought. Yeah, buddy. And the Germans on the side of the North to make sure they fought and killed and just keep the thing. No different than Kosovo. It's no different than America in the Civil War. It's all the same. Fam, this is massive what I'm telling you. They did this, the UN, nothing more than the Jesuits working in the popery, did the same thing with us, having us fight each other, as they did with the Serbs fighting the Albanians in Kosovo. Exactly the same debt, the same darn thing as lying, cheating, murdering Jesuits, man. Look up what I'm talking. Look up their oath. The same oath that the Knights of Malta, murderers that they are, and Knights of Columbus that they take. You heard me right. I didn't stutter. And so, 1859 rolls around. We got our Civil War. 500-some thousand Americans kill each other and die. 500,000, the biggest death in our history. Of fighting each other. We're going to do it again, but whatever. We already are, aren't we? Bundy Ranch, y'all setting it all up. We live in a tyrannical government. Okay, let's identify who the tyrannical government is. The Border Patrol is against the militia. They're firing on them. Sheriff Arpaio, a patriot, we're going to pump 30 rounds in each one of you militia guys. Say what? What? He was the one that's going to impeach Obama, remember? Down with Obama. We're going to go impeach him. Sheriff Arpaio, mouth for the day. He's not a patriot. They instigate this war among ourselves. Now he's firing on militia guys. What's the deal here? What's going on? Are militias mercenaries? Are they Americans? Are they patriots? Why are we fighting the militia and the militia's fighting the Border Patrol? Why the Border Patrol disarming the militia? I've been warning people for 4 years now that they had infiltrators in every single organization. You have infiltrators. And I have people say, Tom, you're crazy. We don't have them. We're Oath Keepers. And we're, you know, Tea Party. And we're militia. And we're going to do this. And we don't have infiltrators. We really vet them out. Really? You do, huh? Yeah, well, now let's hear you talk. Yeah, no, I'm not making friends today, but I'm not up for any political office anyway. I'm not selling nothing, so I ain't worried about it. So, 1859 rolls around, we start killing each other for slavery that was set up in 1425. So by 1600, it was right in place. That's what it's all for. Freedom has always been the trigger used by the globalist. Illuminati has always used that as a trigger. That's what the feminist movement was all about. Put women in bondage. Civil rights movement was planned in the 1600s. But first you got to put the culture in bondage. Emancipation Proclamation, what Lincoln was supposed to bring in. He did. He did what he was supposed to do, but then he fell away from their control. The whites was the Council of Nicaea, or the religion. Freedom to the Christians. Council of Nicaea. Now let's kill them after. See what they did? There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. This is a long-term supernatural planning by these fallen angels. I don't want else to tell you. Oh, no, it's the Jews. The Jews are doing it. Oh, really? Christian identity is so full of mud, it's not even funny. Family, I have documented here. And I'm going to talk about this later on, but I'm going to give you this kind of a preempt to it. I'll probably talk about this later. Out of Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Manuel Josephson, 1955, I have the original. He says, and I quote, listen carefully to what I'm going to say to give you an idea how these people work, because it has everything to do with what's going on today. Ebola and the whole darn 9 yards of it. Quote, renegade Jesuits. Excuse me a minute, hold a second. Adam Weishaupt, who controlled John Adams, who, by the way, wrote his own Bible, too. Adam Weishaupt, like, controlled John Adams. I'm sorry. My mistake. I apologize. Thomas Jefferson, that rascal. No, John Adams was a good guy, and so was George Washington. They pulled out of this mess. Thomas Jefferson, that boy. Anyway, he was controlled by Adam Weishaupt, who completed this entire plan we're talking about today, called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion and the Origin of the Humanist Manifesto. Adam Weishaupt, renegade Jesuit priest. He wasn't renegade, he was working for him. He controlled Thomas Jefferson in the same way Colonel Mandel House mesmerized, controlled Woodrow Wilson. Oh, Tom, now you're going too far. Nope. Woodrow Wilson said, quote, in his diary, that Mandel House was his alter ego. Family, that's a way of saying a euphemism of possession and control. That's how they do it. Well, here's what happened. Quote, renegade Jesuits, whom Weishaupt, who finished the plan May the 1st, 1776, that we're dealing with today, initially welcomed, then rejected, and finally welcomed once again into the order of the Jews, who were initially rejected, see, they're not in control of it, the Jesuits are, and were welcomed, also constituted special problems. Eventually, however, Weishaupt, his successors, welcomed into the order these groups and all others that could be trusted to be thoroughly discontent with the prevailing order. And it was primarily renegade Catholics, chronic malcontents and revolutionaries among the Protestants and Jews, Freemasons, let's get down to it, Freemasons, and Jews who were selectively advanced to the highest degrees and innermost secrets of the Order of the Illuminati and successor organizations. Now, here we go. You ready? Quote, in time, crafty, cunning use were made of the Jews by the Illuminist conspirators. Special Illuminist lodges were set up among them, such as the Egyptian Rite of Memphis, established by the Cagliostro, the Rite of Mizraim, established in Paris, and the Haskalah, Hebrew for enlightenment or Illuminism, in the Slavic countries. The Illuminists, that's your royal family, the Queen Elizabeth and all these, the Illuminati, gained the support of the Jews by pretending to foster the movement for their liberation and release from the ghetto. Does that sound a little familiar? Quote, more than a century, 100 years, elapsed before it might have become obvious to the Jewish supporters of their Illuminist, Socialist, Communist conspiracy that their supposed liberators merely planned to impose on them and on fellow minority dupes far more brutal, murderous forms of serfdom and inhumanity that bear the name of National Socialism and Communism. But unfortunately, most of them fail to recognize how they have betrayed themselves and have been duped into the role of catchpaws who further their own destruction by becoming pawns of the master conspirators. So they continue to play a prominent but minor role in the conspiracy. As a result of it, they have leaped quite literally from the frying pan into the fire, from the ghetto to the concentration camp as gas chamber and incinerator. And we are doing it again. What I've just said is massive implications. I don't know if anybody will catch it. It's frustrating. So, this puts a whole new light when you really understand what I've just said to this quote. It fits right into... See, there's nothing new. I mean, this is a quote is from... two folks, actually. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, The Maxims and Reflections of Goethe. He said, and I quote, "No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so." And Dresden James said, and I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims." The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully and unawarely enslave themselves. Now, recalling back the quote by Mandel House to Woodrow Wilson about this biological property, I didn't forget about it. Remember Collateral, 1789, was Washington, D.C.? Continuing on. Civil rights, the 70 years go by, and to set up the civil rights movement was the 1860s, by the way. Lincoln, playing his role, as he was told to do, he bucked the system. Greenbacks, no pun intended there. You buck the system, you get it? And so we got another loan. Had to, as they'd planned already. Because the 70 years was up. 1859. Guess what was collateral? The 13 states on the East Coast was given to the money powers. The very ones that they're going to take over when they have the North American Union form up. They will take over these states because they was given to them in the 1860s. And so, 70 years go by, 1859, 1929, that was set up already. You know, World War One, you know, and a military dictatorship was planned in 1933. I can't go into that now. I have before at the United States using Major General Smedley Butler. I've talked about that before. They're going to use a bonus army to take over D.C., but that failed because Major Butler blew the whistle on an operation that was going to make a military dictatorship by FDR. So by 1933, and actually, FDR was a little angry at Woodrow Wilson and in before World War One, because Woodrow Wilson wasn't going to war soon enough for him. I got quotes from historians about that, by the way. FDR was one evil man, I'm going to tell you, just like all the rest of them were, really. Franklin Roosevelt, who was Assistant Secretary of the Navy, was upset over America's slowness in entering World War One. He had been in constant conflict with his chief, Secretary of the Navy, Joseph Daniels, over that issue. So Daniels wasn't in on it, but FDR was. FDR's cousin 100 years before 1841, provided the document for for Karl Marx to write his Communist Manifesto. Clinton Roosevelt did, provided the document for Karl Marx, who plagiarized it. Science of government, founded on natural law. That goes back to, guess who? Adam Weishaupt. Carried through by Manzini, Italian, Illuminati. Family, I've connected all these dots. Virtually irrefutable. Democrat, don't matter, Republican, Democrat, they work together. Democrat Roosevelt dined at the Metropolitan Club with a group of Republican war hawks. The primary topic of discussion was, according to Roosevelt's diary, how to make administration, presidency, steer a clear course to uphold rights. Quote, this was a euphemism for an aggressive policy on the high seas that would result in situations that would involve the United States in a war. And that's when his cousin Churchill, you heard me right, and J.P. Morgan set up to murder 1,200 lives aboard the Lusitania. And they did, May the 7th, 1915. Churchill was the Knights of Malta, remember? FDR was a Freemason. Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I. And the death of all our soldiers is on their hands, and the Council of Foreign Relations is on the hands of the Council of Foreign Relations, responsible for the murders of our soldiers fighting each other and fighting the Germans. Germans fighting Americans, all because of Jesuits, their bloodthirsty plan for a New World Order that didn't happen. They just carried it through. Quote, 1950, Chicago Tribune, article said, quote starts, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, which was World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's a Korean War, unquote. So, 1789, 1859, the war, 1929 is the end of the 370-year cycle. Great Depression was planned in 1910. Goodness. Put us under bondage. The dictatorship didn't happen like they'd planned it. We needed money. Continue on another 70 years. Okay, here we go. Guess what the collateral was? Every American citizen. And you're given a birth certificate. We're collateral. Always have been. And then later, the diabolical Social Security number is your serial number. Mm-hmm. Hey, might as well stamp it on my forehead or somewhere. You see what happened? We are chattel, literally. You don't think that the Harvard professors don't know this? That's why they're under a blood oath not to say a word. They know it. That's why they're under blood oath. Now you see my attitude toward these so-called scholars. So here's what really happened. Oh, you're going to love this. I've talked about this before. Now I'm giving you some details. So by 1921, this plan has been put into effect. We're heading to the 7 years being placated. Between 1921 and 1927 and 1928, after a Great Depression, a minor depression formed by J.P. Morgan in 1920s and 1921, scared the dickens out of people. So when they flooded the market with money, J.P. Morgan, the spot market went sky high from 1921. Happy days are here again. Clapper girls. Man, everybody's happy. Buying cigars, buying houses, Model A cars, having a good old time. The mafia's just getting crazy and going this, doing this, that, and the other. Keeping people busy. Organized crime, which is controlled by the Vatican. Controlled by the Vatican. The Freemasons keep them under control. The Blood Oath. You heard me right. 1921, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Oh, here we go. 1927. Federal Reserve has a meeting. They plan the Great Depression now to take place in 1929. 1928, Wall Street funds IG Farben Chemical Cartel, who, by a third party, fully, 100%, along with Henry Ford, set up the Nazi Party and fund Hitler. Ready to go. Now, we're supposed to be under a dictatorship in the next 7 years, but that didn't happen when they had planned it. They're all working together. Hitler, Churchill, FDR, Queen Elizabeth, the monarchy. They're all working together, Illuminati, to set up a world dictatorship. I got a map of it. I got quotes from FDR. Confirms it, March 4th, 1939. Slam dunk, man. Slam dunk. Six phases of world government by 1943. FDR, Churchill, Japanese elite set up Pearl Harbor in 1920s. About the same time, Woodrow Wilson went to Mandel House. Churchill and FDR working on Pearl Harbor. 1920s, getting ready for a false flag and dictatorship. All that set up. Isn't it amazing? You won't find that in history books, but it's bona fide, it's guaranteed. And so, here we go. Great Depression happens. Now, it's not talking about the massacres of Mattawan by Rockefellers killing our own people, men, women, and children in West Virginia. Colorado Fuel and Steel, Colorado Fuel Coal Mine Massacre by the Rockefellers. Using Baldwin Detective Agency. They ain't talking about that. Man, I could name you some stuff to turn your hair white. What went on in this country. It is all connected. Everything connected. They were all planning it. Now, you're going to love this. Not really. When the birth certificate and all of America, every American, was made chattel, your grandmother, your mother, you, me, and if you're not married yet, when you get married again and you have children, them, until this thing comes to fruition, ever since 1929, every American citizen born from that day on, every one of them, were given for $1 million social insurance policy. That's when this quote between Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson went into effect. So when you're born, the day you're born in slavery, you're bonded for $1 million in a birth certificate given to the IMF, money powers. And that goes into a treasury account that you don't know about. Cain, K-A-N-E, and his son, who in 2006 had figured this out and was lecturing people on how to tap into that money, which you could do using accepted for value, what they call it, and get your house paid off. FDR took America off the gold standard. It wasn't Nixon, it was FDR, that rascal. Took us off the gold standard, means you had no money in America anymore. All gone. The money's worth nothing. At one time, you could change a $20 bill for a $20 gold piece. FDR took us off the gold standard, that dollar bill that said you could exchange that for a gold piece was no longer valid. Never has been now. Never. Never. And also in 1921, Canadian investigators, H.A. Stevens, looking into a customs corrupt system, they discovered this plot to seize, to destroy both Canada and the United States as nations. They hid that for various reasons. It was hidden under the carpet. I found the results of that too. All this is confirmed. And then they give you a social security number, a serial number. So we're chattel since 1929. When's it supposed to end? Can you imagine how much money they got? One individual, a baby boomer. One person out of 350 million. One person that's a baby boomer. They estimated worth about $300 million. So literally, you're worth $300 million if you're a baby boomer that you don't know about. And you can use to pay off all your debts. They just haven't told you about it because I gave you the exact quote right here and today. What they set up in 1913 and 1921. And a few people figured it out. They murdered Cain and his son. Stopped them from lecturing people because people were collecting on that. They was actually getting their houses and cars paid off in 2006 to 2010. They set him up. Said he was a cop killer. They closed in on him. They had a shootout. They killed both him and his son. I got pictures of it showing his son dead and his father's hand on the other side of the car. That picture disappeared right quick, but I still got a copy of it. They had to slow down the process because people started figuring it out. Now you see what will keep you busy with the water and the sand? You got it now? So, when's that 70 years supposed to end in 1929? Tack on 70. You got 2000. You got 1999. We're supposed to be in a new world order by the year 2000. 9-1-1, Masonic ceremony of laying of the cornerstone of 9-1-1, the World Trade Center, was September the 11th, 1966. That World Trade Center by Masonic, Druids, the occult, had planned on taking down the World Trade Center in 1966. Muslims, my butt. And the sacrifices at the Pentagon, the Masonic cornerstone was laid for the Pentagon September 11th, 1941. It's all about the occult. It's all about sacrifice. Okay. So now, can you imagine the implications in 1950, I said that, didn't I? 1950, boy, this really ticks me off. It is confirmed, the CDC confirms, that in the polio vaccines, they had placed cancer viruses into 90 million Americans' vaccines in the 1950s. Baby boomers were targeted. Why? So you'll die by cancer and they'll take that money that you've collected as a birth certificate, social insurance. And you know I have it documented that they used aluminum in the coffee percolators and the pots and pans back in the 50s because aluminum, and they confirmed this now today, aluminum causes Alzheimer's and dementia. When they get Alzheimer's dementia, they want morphine, so you'll die. That's what it causes. Now they're saying the MMA vaccines causes autism. Because it does. Family, do you understand what you're dealing with here? So they put aluminum in pots and pans back then. Family, look it up. It's documented. This is not something I'm putting off a tabloid. This is fact. In the year 1900 A.D., they started mass medicating America with fluoride. Maybe I should do the study. I got a study on that to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Hitler tested out in the concentration camps. 1950s, they're putting your toothpaste and everything else. It's called mass medication. Family, I got documented proof on this. Do you realize how rich this country really is that they aren't telling you about? As soon as somebody dies, they don't tell them about that massive bank account they got. The government takes that money. So just a baby boomer today that dies you literally could tap into $350 million, give or take. Oh, I'd take $200 million. That's your money that they're not telling you about. And they try to increase using vaccines, war, every other way they can think of to kill you so they can take that money. Very soon, every American, 1921, Colonel Mandel House to Woodrow Wilson, quote, very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property, that's you and your children, in a national system designed to keep track of the people that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. Driver's license, marriage certificates, you got it now? Family, Satan is prince of this world. You think human beings can come up with something like this? Heck no. Norman Mattoon Thomas, socialist, candidate for president, 1944, right before 1945, of course, when the takedown of America began, 1945. You Freemasons, man, you understand what they're going to do to you? They're going to kill you. They've already started. This has recently killed a scientist. Family, happens all the time. This is not fantasy. They're doing it now. They planned the killing Freemasons in 1782 when they used y'all up. This is documented in their protocols. They're going to kill you as soon as they have total control. Norman Mattoon Thomas, the 1944 Socialist Party candidate for president, said, and I quote, in 1944, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened. He went on to say, I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. But as one of our best trustworthy real politicians said, quote, we must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties, unquote. Who? Martin Luther King. That's what he said. Am I making my point today? I'm going to set up the rest of the week. I'm going to cover in details. Now, shortly, I'm going to give you some headlines. I'm going to talk about their agenda all this week. Alice Bailey is connected with this. Helena Blavatsky. You just name the names, and they are connected to this agenda. Controlled. Designed. So now, hopefully, without a cliche, certainly not a negligee, whatever che you want to call it, this may have more of an implication. Now, if you hear it a second time, third time, or fourth time, it'll make more sense. The president that told the truth. Now listen to it.
President John F. Kennedy.
1961.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published.
Hospitalized
its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, JFK, John Lennon, Larry McDonald, Princess Diana, Menzir Bhutto, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, William Cooper, Barry Jennings.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Then came his assassination, just like they did Bhutto, when she said that bin Laden was dead at least before 2007. The CIA and ISI murdered Bhutto. After this speech. There's 19 minutes speech. I have the complete speech, 19 minutes. This is segments of it. I didn't do this tape or video. I'm still trying to figure that out, how to do this thing. But anyway, somebody did, and I'm using it. Family, this is reality. If you're going to defeat the Illuminati, as they say, you got to know who you're fighting. And they're trying to keep you from it. You know how to do that? Look up Operation Mockingbird. Most so-called truth tellers today are working for the Illuminati. Or Freemasons. Or Council of Foreign Relations. They have infiltrated the churches. They've infiltrated the societies. They've infiltrated the schools. Infiltrated the police departments. They've infiltrated the news and agencies. The conspiracy theories, news, and all that. They've infiltrated them all. It's hard to find people today that are really telling the truth. Tells you 80% truth and 20% nonsense. The bankers aren't in charge. The bankers are not doing it. The bankers are little shoeshine boys. They're not telling you who the real guys are, the secret societies. And they're nothing but shoeshine boys and Illuminati. And Illuminati are slaves to their higher hierarchy. We have names of them, by the way. Nobody wants to know. Did I not say that the Socialist Party, the making liberalism, is taking down America? The Democrats? I also said Republicans. That goes back to what I read you about the historian talks about FDR. He talked about Roosevelt dining at the Metropolitan Club with a group of Republican war hawks. Republican war hawks. That's the role of the Republican highest level, Council of Foreign Relations, Council of National Policy today. Is to set up the war is to kill your young boys and girls under the guise of fighting for freedom. I was a former U.S. Marine. I've been on the side even after seeking my war, even as a civilian. I started making these discoveries. Well, I'm ticked off at it, doggone it. And you people out there that's even Marines, you're not listening to me. And your Tea Party, you're being taken for fools. And your Freemasons, you're being taken for fools. This is what they're doing to you. And they're lying to you. Oh, man, I don't know about this. You got to know the real enemy before you make any kind of headway. If you don't, you're just going to be trying to fight a bushfire with a garden hose. And that's what exactly we've been doing since 1776. What keeps them in check? All kinds of things. The blood oath, they explain to them kind of what I'm explaining to you. See how big we are? You can't possibly defeat us. Join us. But you have to take this blood oath. But we'll take care of your family. No, they lie. They're not going to take care of your family. They're going to kill them. That's a promise. This is much higher than people can even imagine. It is supernatural. Mankind don't have the knowledge to do something like this and carry it through to generations upon generations. It's not possible. Well, keep getting in their way, God convicting their members. So they have to keep killing their members. They start losing. Alice Bailey, I talked about last week. She's at the top level. This is a humanist manifesto. This is Luciferian. She had a 10-point plan that even it's over the Pentagon, man. The Pentagon's nothing. Take God and prayer out of the education system. This goes back to the early 1900s, 1919, 1920, 1945, when she finished it. Very quickly, she said, take God and prayer out of the education system. Reduce parental authority over the children. Destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional Christian family structure using advertising, media, TV, magazines, film, promote sexual enjoyment of the highest pleasure of humanity. Number four was, if sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legal. Free people from the concept of marriage for life. Six, makes homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. I'd say they're going for broke now, wouldn't you? This goes back to 1919. Debase art, make it run mad. Use media to promote and change mindset. Create an interfaith movement. Humanism. And number 10 was, get governments to make all these laws and get their church to endorse the changes. She wrote that the church must change its doctrine and accommodate the people by accepting these things and put them in structure and systems. And that's exactly what they're doing. A 50-year strategy of the New Age movement, not Islam. Islam is used as a chaotic license. The Muslims don't even know this. They're following their leaders, who are Freemasons. Albani, who formed the Muslim Brotherhood in 1920, he was a Freemason, Egyptian Freemason. Freemasons, just like I told you a little while ago, you're doing it to yourselves. You see? And you don't know it. You don't understand this. Conditions that she talked about, legalized abortion, take God and prayer out of schools. Governments are so attracted to this package that they can't say no to it. They need the money. Now you see why. They ask the church to find an answer. They're done secretly. Christianity is 5%. The rest is Hinduism, Buddhism, Spiritism. And that is the enemy, is the Dalai Lama. Hinduism, Buddhism, and all that is a New Age movement. But first they must destroy Islam and Zionism that they created anyway. And once those two are destroyed in, you ready? World War III. That's when the New Age movement will come up. And Luciferianism. And guess what? It's all in the Bible. It's called the Abomination of Desolation. It's when the good guy turns bad. He's the Antichrist. Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel, looks like we think Jesus Christ looks like, but he's not. The Yeshua, Yahuwah. That's why they're trying to get the sacred name movement, Hebrew roots movement, for everybody in the world to say Yeshua. Because that is the fallen angel, the liar, the false prophet. That's why they're trying to do that. It's the Luciferian one world government. I've given you the big picture. Family, you're probably saying, well, what do we do then? Or you're saying, well, I just don't care. Whatever. But what you do is you get closer to Jesus Christ, the supernatural level. It's called being born again. You empty out that jar of the water and the sand, and you put the big rocks in. The big rocks in the jar are the most important things in your life. You can't put them in that big jar with the sand and water in it. You got to empty it out, and that means being born again. That is the answer. Articles. What I've told you, here's articles today, September 8th, 2014. NATO being positioned as a police force for the New World Order. Well, you ever heard that before? Yeah, but what about how long in the past 5 years I've been talking about that? Pointing out the Iron Mountain Report. Iron Mountain Report, 1961. Commissioned initially by JFK, till he had a change of heart, that FDR made it, put it forth. They completed their plans for America, and they began. And one of them was political, part 2A of the conclusions, you can find it in Iron Mountain Report, says, and I quote, how to control people in the times of peace. Develop an omnipresent, virtually omnipotent international police force, unquote. There it is. And right here, NATO being positioned as police force for New World Order. How much more evidence do you need? Lord have mercy. Then they talk about in the same paragraph, a political conclusion, an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace. They're telling you right here in their own report that LBJ said to keep secret. It was let out by one of the engineers that thought Americans need to know, and they couldn't pull it back. So Leonard Lewin wrote it, and then the government threatened him, said, you better write a retraction. Say it's nothing but a hoax. It's too late, though. He got out. God's got a way of getting his truth out. Do y'all understand this? Doggone, sometimes I feel like beating my desk. An omnipresent, virtually omnipotent international police force, an established, recognized extraterrestrial menace, that's going to set up the Sanada Manuel, your alien lie. And it's always going to be big. It's going to be a lie, too. Massive global environmental pollution and fictitious alternate enemies. Does ISIS come to mind? Al-Qaeda come to mind? That's exactly what they're talking about here. Even socially oriented blood games. You know what that is? Mixed martial arts, football, professional wrestling. We get to see blood. Yeah. And the ninja stuff going on. All that to keep you busy. That's the sand and the water. To keep you busy. And boy, it's working wonderfully. Even in the churches like Osteen and Joyce Myers and Hagee and now Billy Graham and all of them. To keep you tied up in these churches is not teaching you the truth. They used to a long time ago. Now they've told to activate and not tell you the truth. Osteen's on the top of the list. Joyce Myers, Copeland, Hagee, Brazier, Price, T.D. Jakes, the whole doggone lot of them are not bringing people to the Savior. They're preaching prosperity and got ATM machines there. Make sure you hit it on the way out. New religions. Which is a way to get information out more. What's another one? Wendy Davis. It was not at one time taboo for secrets of political party type candidates and all this to keep their private life secret. But not now. No. Wendy Davis. Now she comes up and admits about an abortion. You know what abortions are all about today? That the doctors and nurses and the wicked aren't going to tell you? It's about how close they can get to a goddess. Just because you've had one doesn't mean you fit in that category at all. These do it because they were heading toward goddess position. Oh, yeah, in the Wicca. By human sacrifice. Completely different situation. That's why they're pushing to legalize abortion. So they can do it legally. After all, Nimrod did it. The Mayans did it. They're doing it today. On purpose. By design. Sacrifice to Moloch, their god. You had another YouTube. See, when you get these one articles, we're talking about just one article. Mm-mm. You take that one article, you put it in the search bar, you're going to find it all over the United States and Europe. That's how they do it. They'll either make up a situation, they'll find one, they'll twist it around, and they'll spread it out, make it viral over the United States, and it's used to teach and manipulate the mind. That's how they do these articles. General McNerney. What do you say here? Look what... General McNerney, we helped build ISIS. Hillary Clinton, I got quotes from her. We created Al-Qaeda in two interviews. I don't have time to play them. I may do it tomorrow to show you. I Idaho, Nevada, and Hawaii. Gay marriage cases head to court. Hey, Alice Bailey, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's all family. I've given you the plans, and here you got it in the headlines. They're going to a national police force. They've always planned that since Clinton set it up. So they're coming up with these articles that are just almost ridiculous to show you how inadequate our police departments are by design. Quote, cops are seizing hundreds of millions of dollars from drivers and bragging about it in chat rooms. I mean, how ridiculous are these article titles? But they want you to read it. Yeah, we need a national police force. Yeah, we do. Well, a national police force would be made up of felons, every one of them. And Freemasons. Felons that would have taken a blood oath, or they let out of prison, well-trained, multilingual, over 185,000 plus. Part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. National police force. It was tried in Hardin, Montana, 2010, called the American Police Force. They had a Serbian logo for their logo when they took over a sheriff's department around 2010 at Hardin, Montana. I know the logo because I was dealing with it for 5 years in Kosovo. Don't tell me no. And the leader of it was a Serbian 15-time felon loser. American Police Force. Hello? How much more clear can you get? Oh, another dead scientist to add to the list. And more than 800,000 suicides a year. What's wrong with traditional education? Well, we know what's wrong with it. It's being designed this way. What's his name? Yet another scientist been found dead, Freemasons, better listen up, after mysteriously disappearing and just happens to have worked at the National Institute of Health in Maryland, specializing in tropical diseases, particularly malaria. This death alone, despite the mysterious circumstances, normally wouldn't be noted if it wasn't for the long, long list of dead scientists already documented since 2004. And I got a list of them right here. Martin John Rogers was found near his wrecked car down in the embankment in Western Maryland on Thursday, September the 4th, after disappearing on August 21st. You don't think they're not going to kill Masons the same way? You're darn right they are. It's already happening. 300 of them, of microbiologists, lost their life from 2006 to 2008. Man, y'all better wake up now and get your head out of your collective butts and get with the program because you're going to be missing it. I got to go. I want to remind y'all, where did time go? I got plenty to talk about this week, y'all. Oh, boy. Family. Remind you all that we're played also at highpointradio.net on their website and their antennas. They have a network that they play our broadcasts and Bible studies. And we appreciate that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and he has sponsors, and he also is up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Website is watchmanforjesus.com. Family, if you agree with what I say, I'm not commercializing anything. I'm just not doing it. What I'm trying to do is get the information out, get knowledge out, so people can understand what you're dealing with and take the right steps and right action. There's things you can do. But people ain't doing it because they're going after the wrong enemy. Not doing it the right way. Majority aren't. Because you don't know what you're up against. Four-star generals, they know because they're the ones doing it at the Council of Foreign Relations. A bunch of liars up there. And they're working against you and working for the Vatican. The Vatican's going to self-implode. New Age movement will take over. Long story short, I got to go. Y'all have a great night. And know that you win through Jesus Christ. This is the bottom line. And renouncing the blood oath so you're Freemasonry. Man, because it's predominant. Because they're going to kill you. As soon as they're done with you, they're going to assassinate you. Take you out. as if by some illness. Unquote. Protocols, chapter 15. Tell you exactly what they're going to do. It's documented. Word for word. The protocols of learned elders of Zion, chapter 15. Tells exactly what they're going to do to all Masons, Christians, everybody else. Masons, you're on a target list also. You don't know it yet. They lose, though. It's impossible for them to win because they're going up against the Creator. It's going to get supernatural. Has already. The full armor of God. I got Bible study Tuesdays to Friday, 8 to 9. Tonight, 9 to 11, I'm on Revelation Radio Network on the Blog Talk Radio, but I'm also on my channel here at the same time. Both of them. If you have a hard time hearing it, on Blog Talk Radio, Watch Me for Jesus, Revelation Radio Network tonight at 9, then you can do it on my website. I also record it. And I just keep on going all this week. I'm going to expose as much as I can. Here we go. So y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. Get closer to the Savior. Get out your King James Bible. Clean it off. Lock and load it. And use it. Because that's your only weapon, really. Good night. God bless. This is Watchman. Signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.